1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, seven jurors now sworn in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse.
Once testimony gets underway, the judge said the trial could last about 6 weeks. A lot of that's going to depend on the defense cross-examination of the state's witnesses. During jury selection, one woman told the judge that her sister was getting married in September, prompting the judge to joke that if we're all still here in September, we're all in a lot of trouble.
President Biden wants to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. He plans to make the announcement in an address today to steel workers in Pennsylvania. House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing back against pressure from his own party over his proposed aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Johnson is rejecting calls for him to step aside or risk a vote to oust him from office. Democrats in the Senate could end the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas before arguments even begin. Articles of impeachment delivered Tuesday. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is asking for responses to Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that seeks to recognize the constitutional right to abortion in Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood wants the court to take up a lawsuit by Sheboygan County's district attorney. The groups in the Planned Parenthood case have until a week from Friday to respond in writing. Labor leaders fear lawmakers will try again to loosen child labor laws in Wisconsin. Governor Evers recently vetoed a bill to lower the bar for 14 and 15-year-olds, but it's another story in other states.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
Stephanie Bloomingdale is president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Area Board of Education passed a motion to create a third consolidation scenario during a special board meeting this week. They feel that the two consolidation plans currently in front of the board don't have enough community support. The third plan will continue to address the budget deficit through consolidations and closures while minimizing student movement and feeder pattern disruptions. Oshkosh police are investigating two home invasions in the past month. Both occurred in the vicinity of East Hall Park. In one instance, a woman reported seeing a man standing in the doorway of her bedroom at about 7:30 in the morning. In another report, a woman said she woke up around 4 a.m. to find a man standing over her while she slept. In both instances, the suspect fled when the woman yelled. Both suspects are described as wearing a mask, but the rest of the descriptions differ. Police say it's not known if the incidents are related. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks are banged up. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks held practice, missing some key players. Giannis continues to rehab that calf muscle. Guard A.J. Green with a sprained ankle. Damian Lillard with a groin injury did not practice yesterday. Were players surprised Dame couldn't go despite playing Sunday in Orlando? Bobby Portis.
I mean, to start off, man, it wasn't a shock or anything that Dame said. I mean, it's, Tuesday and the game Sunday, so it's a long way away, so I ain't put too much stress on that. You know, I think we kind of blow things out of proportion too much.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, we've done all the imaging and all that stuff, so he's good. I can tell you that.
Baseball, the Brewers lost last night to the Padres 6-3. The game started out with Brewers pitcher Wade Miley getting hit in the knee with a shot off the bat of Manny Machado.
I think that anytime you take a missile off your kneecap, I mean, that affects you. Most people wouldn't have stayed in the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Scattered rain and thunderstorms, especially this morning. We may get another quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down here later today. Our high 62, the wind south becoming west 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon sprinkles and a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Special thanks to Brandon Kennard, NBC 26 Sports Director, and our very old Mark Hewson from Bell & Sports Medicine. Would have been great to keep Mark along because we got two ladies that are very big into health and wellness, as we all are. Kim Elsing. Did they laugh in that?
Well, it's two things. It's health and wellness, but it's what's cool about this relationship is it's financial health and wellness.
Right. And Lydia Lynch, I heard one of you smirk when I said about health and wellness that we're all concerned with it.
It wasn't me.
It was okay. Thank you.
Okay, might have been me.
Lydia, go.
It was me.
Let's go. Get
up. All right, I'm out of here.
You guys got a great why, first of all.
It's
right?
Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
And I think that's one of the cool things is that, you know, when Jim always likes to talk about Green Bay and did the survey, and one of the things is the numerous opportunities for health and wellness, period.
Absolutely.
And this is one of the cool things about living in Green Bay, right, Jim?
Yeah, it is. And when you measure a city, you look at a city, I mean, you know, crime is usually pretty far up there. But, I mean, places to be healthy. And it can be just sidewalks, walkability, parks, that kind of stuff.
Correct.
But, you know, that's a priority for us. You know, and I'm sure you guys work with WellO and some of these other organizations that try and elevate health in our community. And you know, hopefully the governments are doing that as well with trails and things. But what I like about what you're here for is the financial health that we had a speaker here last night at the UWGB. I don't know if you at the Widener Center. I mean, he came and talked about financial literacy and we were talking earlier today about student debt, and it's all tied together. I mean, you know
absolutely,
that better than I do. I just want to say one thing, and then I want you guys to take over. But I was reading an article on being healthy, and it was all pretty much your side of the aisle.
Yep.
You know, walk, physical, eat right, and all that. But what happens is then people do that, and then they live longer than they think they're going to, and then it's like, uh-oh. And they may not have the money, because if you live to be 70, there's a good chance you're going to live to be 86. And that's 16 years. I don't know how much people spend a year, but even if it's like $100,000 a year, that's another $1.5 million you need. So anyway, I think it's great that you're bringing these two things together, because if you want to really live a good life, you need to be both your side,
correct,
the YMCA, and your side, Capital Absolutely. Credit Union. So yeah. Anyway, how did the relationship come to be?
Yeah, how did
come
this
be?
Mesh?
Yeah, so I think probably 2 years ago, there were some conversations around our building over at Ridge and that Main Street Avenue in Great De Pere and Ashwaubenon. And we realistically weren't using our top two floors as well as we could be, right? So there was this beautiful leftover space that had a fitness equipment and a beautiful bathrooms that were really already built for a fitness center. And we kind of started talking with the YMCA and threw out the interest, like, hey, what do you guys think? Well, we believe you guys are looking for a location over on this west side. Mm-hmm. Could this be an option for you? And it ended up blossoming into this really cool blend of having a couple of our operations crew in the first two floors and then YMCA moving in with us.
Okay, it's so nasty out that lady had to turn around with her umbrella because it folded up on her. It is crazy out there, isn't it?
Wow. It's pretty bad.
Wow. So this is a cool thing. And like you said, there is a correlation between, you know, financial fitness and regular fitness.
Yeah.
And I think this is just a great idea that these two came together.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking earlier this week and Lydia was mentioning how hard it is to engage people in that financial world. And I said, you know, we have a term for it at the Y, and it's called a health seeker. You know, where somebody is knowing that they need to do something different. They've maybe heard some of the things that they need to do, but they're just not quite sure where to start. And when we can pull together as a team and we can offer workshops and we can do different things together, we can engage those health seekers in a better way that has them coming into our facilities and getting started. Because a lot of people, it's getting started that's the really hard part. It seems really daunting. There's a lot of different things that you think you need to address, but really just finding the resources and getting engaged is super important.
I hope you talk directly to him right now on this.
And it's well, I my philosophy is I'd much rather be rich and healthy than sick and poor.
So, right.
I know. Yeah. Pat Paulson said that. I want to know, it's never too late.
It's never too late.
And I think people need to know, on both sides of you, I want to hear a little bit more about the financial. And when so people come into your Y or your workout area, and you said you got the right bathroom, showers, and all that to take care of them. How is it just open to the financial, or do you recruit up there? How does that work?
So for the courses in particular, they're free and they're open to anyone. And that's kind of what we're talking about in regards to barriers to entry, too, is we're trying to remove that. So whether or not you're with the YMCA or you're with Capital, it really doesn't matter. You're open to grab and access those courses free of cost, too, at any time. We're trying to remove as many layers to that as possible.
What kind of courses do you offer?
A wide spectrum to either things from investment to retirement to kind of some of the basics as well in regards to budgeting, credit scores, and, you know, a wide spectrum, really. Anything from entry level all the way into I want to learn more about retirement.
And it's we said you can start anytime, but it's nice for both sides of the aisle when you start younger.
Yes.
I mean, right? With
for sure.
Health and with financial. But yeah, it's
got a texture. I love the facility. I work out there and do my financial stuff
there.
That's
amazing. That's what we want. And, you know, the thing is we have a really great young contingency in our facility. And what we want them to do is start looking at, they see Capital Credit Union when they come work out. And as they're starting to make some of those big life decisions about finances, it would be obvious for them to just step downstairs.
Absolutely.
And start asking some questions and engaging with them. Great right
idea.
Away.
I hope more people do that because I do. I worry about people being healthy and not having money because it kind of takes a little bit of fun out of being. And you know what I mean? I just think that's great that you're offering these two things together. You both are really very prominent organizations in the community. And like Johnny said, you know, we won an award and it's companies like yours. I mean, people do talk about the Packers, and that's great that we have them there, but there's so many.
How does it affect an individual person?
And to be open and to have a really low cost of entry to that is, like, awesome. I just really thank you for doing that because this community needs that. And that the guy that was in here at the Widener Center just talked about financial literacy in the schools, and, you know, kids need to learn that. And I don't know where that got lost, but it's not what it should be. I mean, maybe you can comment.
No, and that's a really great point. And just this last year, the state of Wisconsin did put new legislation into place for high schools to now have a requirement that they need to have at least, I think, a half credit to graduate high school. Now, that's unfortunately long overdue. And thankfully, there were already high schools taking that initiative on. But now with that coming forward, more high schools are going, okay, now maybe we need to reevaluate this, though. And how do we beef this up? And that's where I hope that there's more across the entire state, high schoolers and blends with financials or credit unions to be like, how can we blend this together? Nobody has to do this alone. We have partners. You know, that's why we tap the Y. There's other people, too, where we don't necessarily, maybe we may not be the experts in every single thing. But how can we pull in those folks who truly are, or they may have the access points that we need to get to those people in need?
And like I said, my son works out there. So he's like your perfect, you know, 25 type age zone versus somebody like you and I all of a sudden going there and it's like, you know, we're over the hill or whatever. And by the way, do me one. Are you a trainer? Are you a personal trainer?
I am a personal trainer. I'm the branch manager, but that was my wheelhouse before I got into manager.
Okay. Would you do me a I hope you don't do something that happened to me last night.
Uh-oh.
Ran into a former person. It was like my personal trainer. And it's like, "Wow, as soon as things got tough, you quit on us." Remember that?
Wow. Yeah. He was shaming. Sometimes shaming works.
Yes. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it works.
Depends on the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Jim can't do a lunge without falling over.
No, that's not true. I'm getting better. I'm better.
You know what? I think the two of you should come and do a little workout with me sometime.
For the record, I've
got a bad
He's got
thing.
So many excuses. And then he always looks for free advice. I just want you to know, for the record, I work out at Western.
Todd's giving it two thumbs up. Todd, I told you about my gum problem.
Teeth. Your teeth are bad. I can't work out.
I know.
I was listening this morning.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, what's some of the bigger surprises in the financial health? Like, what do people come in with? And I mean, I think the other thing that's a concern of mine is you know, we kind of used to go to the bank with our dads and all that. People don't go to the banks anymore. I mean, some people haven't been in a bank their whole
life.
Right.
Yeah. Everything's online.
Right. Yeah. And that is a barrier. And, you know, so we have popcorns in our lobby and it's kind of weird. I mean, I hate to go in a weird route, but people just love coming in just for that touch point and to engage. And I kind of think it's like, you know, with people at the Y too, you want to have a community and a collaboration around that. So, I mean, that's a small point, right? But to build that in. But to your original point too, for people who are just thinking about where to start, I think that's what we see is probably one of the bigger things is they think I am not bad enough financially to go and get advice. So they go, so there's someone worse than me. So someone else needs these services. And that's not true. It's, you know, we talk to people like, it doesn't matter where you're at. If you have questions, come and ask us. Like, that's what we're here for. Don't think, you know, my neighbor down the street is so much worse. They are the ones who really need this kind of help. Everyone needs it.
Yeah, it's optimization, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just want to have the optimal health in all areas.
And I think when it comes to health and wellness, I mean, you have different programs for different people, as I'm sure you do too. But I think it's interesting that really to go back to what your grandparents did and just put the money in the mason jar so much per month. And when the jar's empty, the jar's empty. You know what I mean? And, you know, instead of this, there's no credit cards, but it's not to cut up your credit cards because you may need them for an emergency, but freeze them in a bowl of ice so that you can always chip away at them if you have to use them, but try to put them on ice for a month. And there's just a lot of cool
things. I mean, like literally?
That was a recommendation.
That was way back
in the day.
Right.
I have never heard of that in my life. No kidding?
You take your credit cards, put them in a bowl of ice because you don't really want to cut up your credit cards because then you got to go reapply.
Right.
You know, so you put them in the ice and so you're like, you're not going to do that for
that effort.
$10 or
$15. Wow.
So, but if you need it for an emergency, try that for a month. Mm-hmm. Do it all credit cards for a month. That's hard. I do that once a year. That's hard for me to do that, but I do it because it's good therapy for me.
Yeah.
We're with Kim Elzing and Lydia. Is it pronounced Lydia?
Lydia.
Lydia Lynch, Green Bay YMCA, The Ridge and Capital, CU, Body and Financial Health and Wellness. This is a really cool thing. You know, we were talking about college students coming out with so much debt, some time and everything like that. But I've got to say this one thing, Kim. Is you were on the dance team at UW Green Bay.
Yes, I was.
And back in the days when we were doing the whole tournaments and everything like that. But I will say this. We're talking about, you know, what kind of jobs these people get, you know, versus what they have to pay. You were probably the sixth person I know that we've had on this show that was either a cheerleader or on the dance team at UW Green Bay that are now successful business people in the area.
Cool. That's great.
So is that part of the competitiveness maybe that you've had in your life? But isn't that funny? I want to say you're the sixth. I could name all six of them.
You know, probably a little bit of that competitiveness. And also, you know, when you have a great presence, right? We've learned that in our training and being able to carry yourself well and handling
yourself
shy. In front of people. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the thing. Jim and I were talking about that with somebody from the theater yesterday or 2 days ago. Get into theater
life
or singing or something like that where you're out of that comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah.
And that can benefit you so much down the road, can't it?
For sure.
He picks the best music.
Yeah, money.
Money, right.
Catching.
Can you guys stick around?
Yeah, stick around.
Yeah, sure.
A couple things I want to ask.
How out of his comfort zone was Larry McCarron the night he performed at the dance team?
You know, it was...
He seemed pretty confident.
He seemed really great.
I think there's a side of Larry we don't
really
know about his dancing career.
I think it's...
We got to set a quick break. Back after this.
I think it's the power of alcohol.
Money.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app with Kim Elzing and Lydia Lynch. UW Green Bay. When I say Green Bay YMCA, the Ridge and Capital CU, body and financial health and wellness. And as Jim was talking, these two things aren't as far apart as people might think.
No, and I think you have to realize that there's a lot of the same principles that play in together, like discipline, having a plan.
Exactly.
Setting goals, have somebody there to give you the skills and the guidance to put together a plan
and
to reach those goals. Yeah. And I mean, it's whether it's physical health or financial health, all of those pillars are exactly the same. The other thing is,
one thing that's kind of, I would think would be very similar. Saving isn't really fun. It's no, fun correct. To spend money.
Yes.
Working out isn't really
exactly.
fun.
Absolutely.
But they're both really good for you.
Yeah, exactly. You're investing in the future in a lot of the things that you do on the daily, whether it is with your finances or it's with your health. And so you can use those principles together and apply them in both areas.
What's nice about that, you can see results. Give it a year. And all of a sudden, you're 10 pounds lighter and you're $4,000 richer. Like that's right. a great, great start. And, but when you talked about the similarities, and there are, but it's discipline. It's doing it every Correct. Week or once mm-hmm. a week or putting, you know, exactly. like that Christmas club thing was awesome. When you guys just took the money out of our checks, you know,
yeah.
and
yep.
all of a sudden at Christmas, it's like, God, the money's
here. Do people
here.
Still do that? I remember my mom putting money in the Christmas club.
Yeah, people will still practice that. Or there's other products now called like Change Up or Roundup savings program. So every time you swipe, it'll take like, let's say you did like $1.97, it'll take the extra 4 cents and shove that in a savings account. So over time, you just are spending and you're not thinking
That's
about
awesome.
It.
Just takes the stress out of Christmas. And that Christmas, we had that, and like Johnny and I are similar in age, but back in the day, that was a very cool thing. And all of a sudden, they're taking this, you know, $5 out. In July, it's like, oh, that's a little weird. But all of a sudden at Christmas, you have, you know, the whatever.
Absolutely.
The $400 that you can buy your parents and girlfriends presents with. So.
Well, I think you kind of hit it, too, with that stress term. And I know from a physical perspective and a financial, we know from at least that financial aspect, that's like one of the top reasons for divorce. And when you think right. about the stressors that come with your finances, where if you're living paycheck to paycheck, or you're thinking like, oh my gosh, how am I going to afford this next thing? That's detrimental. And then that bleeds into your health.
Correct.
And that's where we see people, you know, not necessarily taking care of themselves, or they're like, I got to go get that second job. And then their health starts to fail. And then you just have this giant ripple effect that happens. And, you know, and then you guys see it from the health side. So that's where this marriage of financial well-being and physical health is just so important.
And I will say this, and I should be the last person to speak as a expert on something like this, but when things are tough financially or mentally or whatever, what's the one thing you don't do? You don't do something for yourself. You don't work out. You don't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
And it's the one thing that's keeping you alive, but that's the one thing that always gets put in the bad back burner.
Or right, worse, exactly. you turn to other vices.
Correct. And spending, overspending, right. and a lot of those vices, right?
Yep. So. But I want to get back to what we talked about with kids listen to us, but I mean, even that $5 a week, which, I mean, come on, you can... we could pretty much all swing that, I think. But yeah. It's still, at Christmas, you end up with that $250, and that can be enough to take some stress out of your life. So I think you make a lot of good points with this. And I think it's great that you formed this relationship, that because people maybe won't. And I think if you bring that to the forefront, I just really applaud you for doing that. I hope you guys do this more. I hope the Wise do it more with and there's banks all over and there's Wise all over. It's just that the marriage would be good for the community, I think.
Right.
You know, we could do that here.
We'd love to.
We got showers here.
We do.
Oh, we want to create a little workout room,
yes!
A little
this
bank.
Place is, this we'll is a,
yes.
Do it all together.
Okay, yeah. Tell me how the bank works here.
Todd, can we do this here?
He's got the door security
Todd,
already.
I know,
he might have some fun
right?
regulation with that.
Yes. It's as close as we get to a bank
okay,
as we have
security. Our first day here, he said, yeah, we're gonna put in a treadmill and a stationary bike here. We're going to work out
I
after every show.
That.
You know what? I actually, when I went to use the restroom and I saw the lockers and the shower, but the no curtain on the shower, okay. Well, but I thought, where's the workout equipment? Do they work out here? Yeah. What's going on?
That was the plan.
That was the plan.
And then he backed out. You did too. We have $100. Okay, let me ask you guys. This is something that is in both of your wheelhouses. Mm-hmm. So it's something financial and it's something physical. Okay?
Okay.
Whatever you guys say, I will go with.
Well, you've said that before.
Just
and then
you don't
agree. Okay, go ahead. But don't, let me just, after he tells you the story, let me just clean it up, but go ahead, John.
Okay. So when we first started, we had a bet that after, was it 6 months, 2 months?
How many? No, it's just 2 months.
2 months. And we have a scale.
That's a good scale, too.
So okay. We both weighed
from
in.
Bellin,
first
right?
day.
Is that a good one?
Yeah.
First day. We had a $100 bet that would go to the other person's favorite charity, whoever lost the most weight, whoever was the most successful.
Okay.
No, whoever lost the most weight.
Okay.
So we weighed
just,
in. The numbers
Jim,
are right
I'm
here.
This if we're like a trial, you can't just jump in.
I just want to, just in case, because you kind of talk fast. So we both weighed in. The winner, we bet $100 to each other's charity. Mine would be the new community shelter. Johnny's would be the veterans.
So you're in charge of the financial aspect of this whole thing.
Right.
You're in charge of the fiscal aspect.
Go ahead,
help.
Continue.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Jim.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we weigh in. Okay?
Okay.
He had gained 6 pounds.
Okay.
Okay? I only gained 4. Who wins?
You both lose.
No!
I know. Okay. So,
seriously?
Right.
But I was more successful than he was.
It's like if you're in... No, you could both bring analogies to that. With debt, I mean, I'm going to pay off my house. I didn't pay it off. Do you still win? No, it's a win or lose. It's yes or no. We did this in front of a judge, and the judge said what you said. And he's like, well, whatever you say is the answer. He keeps looking for someone that's going to agree with them. So I agree nobody wins.
Yes.
I agree
right.
nobody wins.
So, I think what you need to do is you need to take that $100. You need to put it in a savings account or do something with it with the bank. Mm-hmm. And then when you've saved a little bit more, you can spend some of it on a Y membership and a personal trainer, and maybe you do the contest again. And you actually
humiliated me last night. Humiliated me. We got a text here. Have other institutions ever talked about a partnership like this?
Not that I'm aware of.
There are other credit unions across the state that do interesting things. So there's a credit union out in the west side of the state that partners up with actually a prison, and they actually do inmate stuff for financial literacy because that's a huge barrier, right? When you think of how the things that they don't have access to, and then we're putting, you know, when they come out, they don't know what to do. So, I mean, there are some really interesting programs that are coming into play from other financials that are looking at things just really uniquely and differently of how can we start bridging these gaps to help the entire spectrum of our community figure out finances.
Yeah, I just really think there's something here.
I think it's just the tip of the iceberg.
That article I read on wellness, it was all about wellness and if you live to be 70 and how you can live to be 86.
So was, if we live to be 70, we're going to be doing this till we're 86?
That statistic.
Wow.
Some statistics,
Todd,
but,
you in?
But here.
Todd says nope.
I sort of make a point on that. That article was in the Wall Street Journal. The first paragraph was about living long. The rest of the article was all about financially. Can you afford to live? And
right.
I just got to believe you die sooner if you're broke. I don't know. I hope that, well, it's not going to happen.
I'll let you know.
And I'll let you know, too.
This anyway, is great having you both
here. It is, and I think you should talk about this more. We're glad you're on our show. What we try to do here is just tell the community how great things are going here, and you guys are a part of that.
But another thing that he always talks about, the brain drain in Green Bay. Young, talented, intelligent.
Yeah, thanks for sticking around.
People with ambition. Leave, and you guys didn't, which is really cool.
Yeah.
We're really happy to serve our community.
All right.
Absolutely.
And
phenomenal.
I'll leave you with one thing. Run for public office.
Oh, he always does this.
We need good people.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Hey, I'm going to get you guys back here in one month. We're going to weigh in.
And we
perfect.
I love
okay.
it. Yeah, I love it.
Okay,
yeah,
do it. You'll verify.
Are we going to look at each other's balance sheets then?
We can.
What's
you
a balance
want that
sheet?
One to grow, right?
Exactly.
Just had a quick break. We'll be back after this. There's nothing left to talk.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marquette University Law School is releasing the results of its April poll of Wisconsin voters today. The last poll found President Biden and Donald Trump split the state evenly in a head-to-head race, with Trump pulling slightly ahead in a five-way race. This will be the first Marquette poll on the U.S. Senate race since Republican Eric Hovde got in. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Jesse Vang, the man who was caring for 3-year-old Elijah Vu when he was reported missing, pleaded not guilty to a child neglect charge on Tuesday. Vang is due back in court on June 28th. Elijah was reported missing on February 20th. No one has been charged in his disappearance, but Two Rivers Police Chief has said that the evidence does not support theories that the toddler was abducted or wandered off on his own. The Green Bay Area School District Board of Education has a new member. The board voted 4-2 Monday to appoint Reginald Rick Crossan to the position vacated by Laura Layton and Warren, who resigned in February. Crossan was one of 15 people who applied for the position and one of 6 who interviewed. He'll finish the remainder of Layton and Warren's term, which ends in April of 2025, after which the position will be filled through a spring election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. SNL cast member Heidi Gardner laughed so hard and broke character so blatantly during an SNL sketch that she says it caused her anxiety. The skit from last weekend involved Gardner as a talk show host with a studio audience behind her as she interviewed Kenan Thompson, who played an AI expert. During the interview, Ryan Gosling sat behind her dressed as Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. Kenan Thompson pointed this out to the host, and they had him move, only to replace him with Mikey Day, who played Butthead, and looked hilarious. When Thompson's character called attention to Butthead, Gardner turned to tell him to move as well and saw him for the first time and lost it. She literally could not contain herself the rest of the skit. Gardner said it was Day's exposed gums and teeth that made her lose control. Vulture.com says the show had kicked the idea around for 5 years before actually using it, which is crazy. It's one of the funniest things I've seen on Saturday Night Live in years. I recommend Googling immediately. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered rain and thunderstorms, especially this morning. We may get another quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down here later today. Our high 62, the wind south becoming west 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon sprinkles. And a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Kim and Lydia from the Green Bay Y and the Capital Credit Union, Body and Financial Health and Wellness. I think that's a great combination.
That is a perfect marriage.
And that's what I was saying. And you said, you know, the Wall Street Journal just had a big article about those two things. I'd never thought about that before, but we're going to have them back here again in a month. And we're weighing in. We're weighing in today and we're weighing in a month. $100 bet.
We're weighing in on the 26th.
We're weighing in here too. Okay?
Okay.
Because I know what you would do. You'd go like a week without eating anything just to win the bet.
I will.
So one month from today.
I will win the bet. All right.
Joining us right now, Joe Furlow. We've had Joe on before. He's always a great guest from the Grand in Oshkosh. Hi, Joe.
Morning.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Are you guys getting a deluge and really heavy winds in Oshkosh like we are here in Green Bay?
We got all kinds of crazy stuff. I was up with the dog last night because she hates rain.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, it's relatively calm.
What kind of dog do you have?
As I guess, I have a half Chihuahha, half Dachshund.
Oh my God, that's got to be like in a shoebox, huh?
They call them Chiweenies.
Jim's got some kind of a hybrid, whatever. And
hybrid, it's a Bernedoodle.
Yeah, and unbelievably afraid of thunder and lightning and heavy winds and things like that.
Yeah, she's fearless about most things, but thunder's not her thing.
Yeah.
No, my dog has some fear in him, but that's all right. He jumps on my lap when just loud cars go by, and he just does not. He's like me. He doesn't like loud noises, but
he doesn't like me.
Well, that's true. All right.
The dog has less quirks than a lot of humans I know.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Do they? Oh my God.
Joe, what's going on at the Grand in Oshkosh?
It's busy, man. It is busy. We've got the next couple of weeks, especially, there is a lot going on. We got two great shows this weekend, two great family shows next weekend, and then a couple of special things for Mental Health Month and an icon from the 70s, 80s, 90s, Michael Martin Murphy coming in May. So there's a lot happening.
Did he do Wildflowers?
Wildfire.
Wildfire. Yes. That's right.
Yes.
So tell us about Steam has been here in Green Bay, right? At the Widener? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saw them. That's a great
Steam,
show.
Yeah. Steam is a fabulous conglomerate band from the region.
They've got like a cult following, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. If it's not already sold out, there's got to be limited seats left.
Yeah.
With only 500 seats. And that makes the show even more special, right? You go to see a show in a 2,000-seater, that's one thing. You go to see it in a 500-seater, it's like being in the living room with the artists. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. Steam, and their special guest is Pegasus, a female trio who is also stunning. And they'll do everything from classic rock. They've got a great horn section. They've got they'll hit all of the hits from our era, that's for sure. And Steve March, Tomei, Michael Bailey are just solid musicians.
That's quite the lineup you got coming up.
Yeah,
boy. And then
quite a show.
That's what?
It's quite the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you turn your theater around for the next night. That's amazing.
We do.
that's a lot of work. But anyway, go ahead.
The next night, it's everything from Patsy Cline to Loretta Lynn to Faith Hill, Shania Twain, Carrie Underwood, all with three dynamite performers and a great band. They're called the Rhinestone Cowgirls.
Yeah.
And they're in town for one night only on Saturday. 7:30. There's still some tickets left, but those are also starting to move pretty quickly.
I would love to. I am such a Patsy Cline fan, and all the ones that you mentioned back there, that was my era. Love Patsy Cline.
It's really a great way to do country's greatest hits, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Can I say one more thing here, quick, Joe?
It's your show.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm crazy for feeling So Lonely.
I don't know who that is, but
that was Willie Nelson doing Crazy.
Oh.
You know what I used to say in auditions back when I was a director of hiring actors, I would say, thank you. That's just what I needed.
Right. There's the door.
I don't know how to take that, but I'll take it. I'll take it in a positive way.
Hey, this Eagle Mania, I mean, I've seen the, is that the tribute? That? Tell me about the Eagle Mania.
It's a solid, solid tribute to
that's
the
a tribute
to
that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I may have seen that. You know, again,
you may have. They tour the they
were they at the Meyer?
They tour everywhere, but they also do regular gigs through the state. Wouldn't be surprised if they were up in at Meyer or Schwabenland.
That is a great show. How much are tickets for that one?
Oh my God! Now you got me on.
Oh no, that's all right. We can go. We'll go to your website. Don't worry about that. I just Eagle Mania. What I like. What
you'll get a break. I'll get you that answer.
Yeah, no problem. That's coming up on the 27th,
5th.
25th. Okay.
But what's cool, Joe, just in these few minutes we've been talking, I mean, look at the variety of music you're bringing in. Country, you know, and then
classic.
That's just, I mean, you guys do it right there at the Grand.
It really is that, you know, people ask me when I go out to the conferences and book talent, they say, what's your style? And I'm like, basically one of everything.
Right.
You know, I had two in March, I had two shows with standing ovations a week apart.
Nice.
One was the Four Phantoms in concert.
Yeah, no doubt.
With the PBS special going on. The next week was Assisted Living, the musical, which I can describe to your audiences. It's a Frank Herman's style show.
Okay.
You know what I mean? A vaudeville taking place in a retirement home in Florida.
Love
and,
it.
And it was fabulous. And I'm sitting there in the audience going, I did the Four Phantoms and then I did Assisted Living the musical in the span of a couple of weeks. It's the fun part of the job for me. People ask all the time, you know, why Oshkosh? Why, you know, cause I've been here for 20 years and it's cause I love the variety, you know, and the challenge of doing variety.
Well keeping with that theme of variety, you got a show based on Jim's dog.
Yeah. Listen, the Canine Cabaret Mutts Gone Nuts is absolutely out of this world. I booked them last year, sold out two shows, immediately had to book them back because of popular demand. They'll be back again for two shows. And it's a fun weekend for us because it's great family stuff. Yeah. That one would be in a collection for the Humane Society. On Sunday, we've got a family-friendly magician called the Amazing Max. And he'll be doing his family show, but he'll be in town for several days doing sensory friendly stuff, going out to visit kids in the hospital, going out to do, you know, to do some other things in the community. And so that'll be a lot of fun. It's, you know, and May is Mental Health Month, Awareness Month. And we're bringing in this, a cabaret show, called In My Own Little Corner, a one-woman show with a Broadway star by the name of Chrissy Whitehead, who is very frank and forward and put a show together about how she's dealt with her bipolar disorder. And she'll, so we're you want to talk about being all over the place. We are all over the place. Yeah. And then there's Mike Martin Murphy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's this show, what we're talking about in this show is kind of what makes the Grand tick. What makes the Grand a little different?
Tell us about the Mutts show again. I need more details on this.
Oh, they're gonna flip. They're gonna, you know, it's literally a cabaret. They're out there doing everything you ever saw on Ed Sullivan, right? it happens. The hoops and the climbing around, and they're all rescue dogs.
No kidding.
Which is even cooler. Yeah, they're all rescue dogs.
Hey, Joe, I'm actually thinking, Joe, that Jim's dog could be the opening act.
Yes.
He could come out and bark at everybody because he's scared. Yeah, maybe,
right.
You know, and then pee on stage and then take off.
Yep. Have an accident.
I got to tell you, knock wood, there hasn't been anything on that stage during Mutts on Nuts that
yeah, you would if Milton goes there.
That would be a fun show. God, that is fun. And
I'm telling you, it's great. You know what happens too in a theater like the Grand, when you do a family show like Mutts Gone Nuts or the Amazing Max, and you got an audience with kids in it, all of the energy of the audience is all around you at the same time, and the artists see it and they play off of it. It's why the Phantoms chose Oshkosh for their television special. because of the chemistry between the audience and the stage. And it's just, there's nothing more fun than sitting in an audience watching a family show that you love, but hearing all the kids reacting all around you at the same time. It's going to be a fun weekend with Mutz on Saturday and Max on Sunday.
That sounds awesome.
And when you talk about the audience feeling it, the performers feel it too. I mean, that's the beauty of the grand.
Without a doubt. And, you know, I am a recovered actor, so I performed on that stage. Nice. And I can tell you that you can actually see the audience reaction, especially in the first 6-8 rows. Right, right. And even though the house lights are down, the bounce of the light off the stage gives you, you know when you're nailing it, because you can feel it and you can see it and you get the reactions. And it's a wonderful, wonderful hall to perform in as well. And there's a real chemistry between audience and performer.
What kind of acting did you do?
I did a little bit of everything. I was a musical theater guy.
Okay.
The last show I did was about a decade ago. I did Les Miserables.
Oh, wow.
I can see you in that. Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah. It was a good time. But,
well, thanks for doing it.
I'm definitely a recovered actor now.
Yes. And thanks for doing all this at the Grand. I mean, I know you're, you know, that's an effort, you know, to keep, you know, keep profitable.
Yeah,
and
you know,
keep
I don't think I don't hide it well. It's a labor of love.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I enjoy the reactions of the audience. I enjoy the positive feedback in the community. I enjoy doing this. I like talking about it. I like creating relationships with artists. The idea that these national artists chose the Grand over Las Vegas to do their television special is pretty cool.
And I think we just had some guests on talking about kind of health and wellness, a little more financial health and wellness, but getting out and taking in, you know, live performances.
What the area theater, has to offer.
It's just, that's part of loving your community and living in your community. And
let's be careful, because I see a soapbox in front of me now. I've written grants before with the title that the arts are the other basic human need.
Right.
Because, you know, rightfully so, a lot of places, a lot of foundations, a lot of great supporters in all of our communities focus on basic human needs. And it's important, right? But at the same time, the arts are one of those basic human needs. The idea, you know, the best, think of the best teachers, the best doctors, the best politicians, the best, they're all performers. We're all performers. They all know their way around
an audience,
relating to an audience, mm-hmm. whether that is an audience of one. Everybody remembers their singing dentist, right? We all had one probably somewhere along the way, or that great teacher who was just so entertaining that they captured your attention along the way. Everything we do is better with a little bit of performance and a little bit of entertainment.
Amen to that.
Amen. No
question. I mean, I'll tell you that the teachers is spot on, but, you know, doctors, like you said, politicians, like, know your audience and entertain your audience, and your audience is going to learn from you and you're going to learn from mm-hmm. them. Yeah, that's great. I love what you're doing down there. And the restaurants are great. Well, it's a great evening.
Todd's kind of our conduit for Oshkosh.
Yes.
Lives there, knows everything mm-hmm. going on. You guys got a lot of stuff happening in Oshkosh. Had the craft brewery thing going on for about 3 weeks or whatever. And mm-hmm. Oshkosh's got it going on.
Yeah, I love the slogan at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is Discover Oshkosh.
Yeah.
It's not just visit Oshkosh. You know, we want people to visit Oshkosh, mm-hmm. but we want people in Oshkosh to get out and get around. Our, you know, as I said, it's 20 years for me in Oshkosh, and the evolution of the community and the restaurants and the nightlife and the music venues and the downtown. You can go up and down downtown on a Friday night and you'll find three or four different places with live music playing along the way. These musicians are living, breathing, and working right in the community now. You've got Steam coming in this week with a giant show. Most of those folks are local. It's a happening place. It really is.
Well, we appreciate everything you do for it, and we really appreciate you coming on the show, Joe.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure.
You bet.
Anytime.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. Mm-hmm. Joe Furlow, the Grand in Oshkosh, phenomenal place. And Todd, you kind of open up our eyes to all the things going on in Oshkosh.
It's amazing. And actually, I'll be honest with you, you know, doing this show and producing it has opened my eyes to a lot of stuff too. Because, right. you know, I'm the guy that goes home and doesn't leave his house. And but this has allowed me to get out. I saw B Twins there at the Grand a couple of weeks ago, thanks to Joe. Absolutely incredible show. So got to get down there and enjoy some entertainment.
And that Mutt's Got Nuts thing sounds fantastic.
Oh, Jim, we got to go.
I wish my granddaughters were around here. I'd take them that in a heartbeat.
It's so fun.
That looks like fun.
Oh, man. All right. We got to our quick break. Mono the Mayor. Back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mono the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. It is nasty looking out there, windy and rainy, and Peter Flukey is here, and it's the only time I've ever been in contact with Peter that he did not bike to where we were.
That's the problem with being me, right? If you don't bike someplace, yes, then people give you grief for it.
Exactly.
Before, they would give you grief if you did bike there.
Absolutely. Now it's just the opposite. But you're the guru of biking. Now, I asked you something here. Or do you call it cycling or biking? What would you call it?
I usually call it bicycling. The first time, and then after that, it's biking or cycling, because people confuse it with motorcycles.
Exactly. That's what I mean. But we were just talking, I asked you, because I really want to get back into biking this summer. And I will say this, the thing that surprised me the most, I don't know, maybe 6-7 years ago, I was really into it. Just my work schedule worked out perfectly, and I was always going down the Fox River Trail and, you know, just that route and everything like that. And it's almost like without trying, I lost more weight doing that versus I used to run. And Jim would laugh. He wouldn't believe me. But I'd run like 6 miles some days. I really and truly did. Okay? I couldn't lose any weight. And I biked and I lost weight. It's like, this is so much easier on my body biking. And the benefits are so much better. Why is that?
Yeah, I hear it all the time. And what it is, it's that low, steady state burning of energy, right? So it's easy enough that you can keep doing it. You don't feel like you're exhausted. So you don't go for, you know, 20, 30, 40 seconds and then just you're done.
Right.
You can just kind of put it in whatever gear you want and just meander along. But you still end up with wind or hills.
Right.
And you're increasing and decreasing your effort. And that's what really increases the fat burn.
Wow. I was so surprised by that. Because we both grew up with this. Well, we're all of us pretty much the same era of, you know, no pain, no gain. You got to sweat as much as humanly possible. It's 90 out. Put on an extra sweatshirt. I mean, we literally grew up with that archaic philosophy.
And that's what I'm relearning now, because my body will not do that. So if I'm having a day where something feels tweaked, I just get off it, know that I need another day, and then I can get back at it. Otherwise, I just get hurt, and I spent all my time getting hurt. Nate Vandervest was on here. He used to be our trainer.
Yeah.
Nate used to tell me over and over, better 90% than not at all. One day I went, better 90% than not at all. And he smiled.
Great point.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking too that, like I said, I'm looking to find a bike here, but I didn't want to spend, you know, $1,000 on a bike because some of them are pretty expensive these days. So I'm looking for a used bike. And you, because I was looking at like Marketplace and whatever, I was actually going to the police auction, but you told me a much better plan.
literally the best kept secret in Green Bay for buying a new to you bicycle. So something that's not going to blow your mind from a cost standpoint,
right,
is the Green Bay Bicycle Collective. What they do is they collect used old bicycles from around the area.
That's what I'm looking for.
They refurbish them and they have adult bikes. They have children's bikes. They have any kind of bike. We actually, when we were done with our bike trailer with the kid, it went to the Green Bay Bike Trail Collective. They fixed it up, and somebody's now riding around in our kid's bike trailer.
Yeah, do you have a bike?
Good thing. A lot of them.
Do you? Are we going to bike this summer?
Well, I have, I think I told Peter this. I live close to the Fox River Trail.
Right.
I live in Astor Park. And people come over for barbecue, and not too far to walk, but we have bikes, different sizes, different adult bikes, different kids bikes in our garage. And so we can all go, if two people or four people come over, we can all get on bikes and ride. And so, yeah, and I got my bikes. We got a couple of good ones, but I've got them at the police auction and then sent them to a guy to fix them up.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's kind of like the collective. I don't know. The collective, is that a nonprofit?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So Brian, a friend of mine works for them.
Where is this?
So it's,
well, it used to be.
Go ahead. Yeah, it used to be over on Broadway, but now it's over, on Pearl Street? I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's in kind of an old warehouse storage facility. But
perfect.
They were doing so well. They had so many bikes. They needed more space.
Right.
And they needed space where they can do it all winter long. Right. And really, the idea is just to get more butts on bikes. It's
great.
That simple. And to Jim's point, you know, people don't know how much quicker it is to get somewhere on a bike. And, you know, if I'm walking a mile, it's going to take me 20 minutes, but I can bike that in 5.
Yeah.
So that means now I can go 2, 3, 4 miles, do all my errands in town on my bike.
Or even the other thing is that, you know, it's not that congested of a city, but parking can be an issue. Whereas the farmer's market, you know, can be kind of busy. You take your bike there.
I know exactly where the bike racks are the farmer's market.
Right. Because we always take our bikes or we walk, but the bikes are great. And I think it's something to do after dinner or before dinner. Let's go on the Fox River Trail and to offer that to your guests as well. Even if it's two people, just to have an extra couple bikes, I think is good. And it doesn't cost that much.
No, I mean, I've got older children and, you know, they're busy with their lives, but I managed to talk my daughter into going down to the Ledgestone Winery with me and Trace. We were on an off day from training. We took the trail down. It was great. I had her all to myself on the whole bike ride down and had a couple of drinks, came back. It's phenomenal.
That's phenomenal. But one of the things I want to talk about too is do other people, do age or body size or whatever, does that come into play? Like when I go to that, I'm going to go to that place, I might be a little overweight and a little bit old. Is there something
What
did you say?
Go ahead and ask him.
Is there something I should look for versus 20 years ago when I went to look for a bike?
Well, the best part is those folks down there, they know that stuff. They know which bike will work for you. You're not going to probably put yourself on a lightweight road bike. First of all, you'd hate the style.
Right.
And it might not hold up as well. But I know people in the 400-pound range that was the exercise they could do because they were carrying so much weight. And the bike allowed them to just slowly but surely get more exercise and walk that down.
I'm glad I asked you that question. I'd be a little embarrassed to be there and ask that question, but... So just
ask them. They got the.
Because I never told you.
No, big seats and tricycles.
Okay, let me talk for one second. 1 second.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Back in the early part of the century, of the 19th century.
Okay.
Tour de France and all the big bike races in Europe. What bike company had the most winners? What was the most famous bike company?
Back then,
I don't even know.
The Mino Bike Company out of Italy. Look it up. Mino Bike Company.
Okay.
It was the greatest bike company in the world at the time. They were winning the Tour de France, winning all the big, the Mino Bike Company.
So questions, happened to it, right? Second of all, if they're still around, why are you here? Like, why aren't you? Yeah.
Okay, I don't know the answer to either one of those.
I think I know the answer to the first one.
What is it?
I don't.
Okay.
I think we're talking unrealized genetic potential here, John, that you should definitely explore.
No.
Yes. Because I bet they all had legs like me, you know what I mean? Like pistons, you know?
Calves of steel.
Yeah!
Oh my gosh, I just looked it up.
And?
Drink 1931 fish. Vintage bicycle. There it is, Mino. It's called the Companionissimo.
That's a great marketing
name. How much is it going for?
The old Companionissimo.
It's like 1,000 pounds.
Okay, which is a lot.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's one from 1970. They were still making Minos back then.
There you go.
The 70s they were?
Yeah.
Does it say what city?
I'll have to do some more.
Okay. What do you think about that,
Peter? Alessandria?
I think
Alessandra?
I think we get one. We hang it over the, over the window here in the studio.
Because that's how much use it's going to get.
God, you're cynical.
Giovanni Mino.
Yes.
And Cecily Mino.
Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to poster made with it. I'm going to wear the biker short things.
Okay.
I'm out.
I'm out.
It would be
Turn
good.
Turn the camera off.
I'm out.
That is.
You sure?
Those guys have deeper issues than okay, whatever.
All right. Boy, Todd's just bailing.
He is.
Peter Fulke, always great having you here,
Thank
buddy.
You, Peter.
Good to see you. Thanks, guys.
Great talk to the guru. See ya!
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.